Hi everyone, welcome back to Prevention Nation,
where we believe education and awareness can change the culture of violence. I'm Caitlin Wagenfield.
And I'm Roy Letts. So welcome back to Prevention Nation. It's Roy here with Abby, and Abby, we have a guest, right?
Yes, we do. We have Maddie here today.
Hello.
Yes, so Maddie, what are you here with us? Why are you gracing us with your presence after years of avoidance from the podcast?
I have avoided it. Yes. But here I am. So I was making some of our social media posts yesterday and just talking about some self-care tips and things to be mindful of when approaching the holiday season now that it is it's December.
Yeah.
And
don't rush us past the holidays.
I know.
One of the best months of the year.
I know, right?
sorry.
Presents, December's good food.
Birthdays?
So good. Oh. So good. But yeah, so I was looking more into gratitude, and then it started discussing like the science behind gratitude, and I had no idea there was so much science behind the effects of gratitude and what that looks like during the season. So I was like, you know what, if I am going to do a podcast, I will do something that like seems interesting to me and that might help other people.
Oh, that's totally your space too. So before we jump in, and we're not going to push you too long, make you be on a very long podcast, it's gonna be nice and brief, but before we jump into the science of it, Abby, what does gratitude mean to you?
Gratitude to me probably means what I'm thankful for, what I appreciate in my life, things like that. It can be something simple, it can be something complex, kind of just depends on how deep you want to go with it.
Okay, excellent answer. Yeah, I think mine would be pretty similar. Gratitude would be, thankful for the things that I have, the things that I benefit from and make me happy, and that I think that. Okay, so Maddie, we have an idea of what gratitude is. Why don't you tell us, are we scientific in our feelings of gratitude? Tell us what we need to know.
No, yeah. I don't know. Sure. That sounds great.
Excellent.
But I think gratitude is really about, especially in the season, we're always like, oh, what we don't have, what we're adding to the Christmas list because we don't have it, but it's really focusing on what we currently have. And also the people in our lives and our village and how they can support us and how we can just be more appreciative of the people in our lives that we don't typically take a minute to stop and really think about.
Oh, okay. So I think that's really cool. So with the way you were starting that out, though, made me think about something. So if there's a science to gratitude, and if gratitude is an actual feeling of appreciation for the things we have, you started out by saying we often focus on what we don't have. Is that, what's that then? What's the opposite of gratitude? Is that,
envy?
I mean, like worry, because we do. I spend a great deal of time in my life, admittedly, like, I wished I had this. I wish this is what I had going for me right now. Is that detracting from the science of gratitude? Is that actually causing me more, like, poor health and harm?
I wouldn't say harm, but you can't have two things happening in your head at the same time.
Yeah.
You cannot be conscientious of gratitude and being thankful while also worrying at the same time. Like, it just scientifically cannot exist in the brain.
Okay, so talk with the listeners about what is the science of gratitude? Why does it matter? Why should they know about it?
Well, for starters, some of my findings here is a couple of the effects it has on our body. So before we get into, like, the details of the brain, but overall health. It is proven to obviously have or give us more positive emotions and thoughts, which is kind of a given. But there's also social benefits. So it can increase our communication. It gives us more empathy. It gives us stronger interpersonal relationships and the skills for that. It has actually been proven that there is more likability among group members. Like, if you're thinking of yourself within your family, within your friend group, or even the workplace culture, if you are more expressive of gratitude, it leads to more likability.
Well, all of that makes a lot of sense to me, because I don't know how you feel, Abby, but like when I'm around a person who is super negative, complainative, like always think, I wish something else, you know, like it drains me.
It sucks the air out of the room.
It does.
Conversation.
Yeah. Whereas opposed to if I'm in a space where somebody is just showing tons of gratitude, appreciation, really focusing on the positives and stuff. And I mean, that positive is very, very, inspiring, and I think that's a person I want to be around more. Mm-hmm. So is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so. Right, it's kind of almost a given, but it's something we don't actually truly think about sometimes. When it comes to the physical benefits of practicing gratitude, there has been proven to be less body pains and aches, a stronger immune system, which we all need during this season. It has been proven to give us optimum blood pressure and cardiac functioning. Who knew? And better sleep and wake cycles.
Interesting.
Body sleep and what? Mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes, body does follow my... You said sleep and what cycles?
Wake cycles. So when you're awake, you're more awake. You're not as drowsy.
Is there anything there about gut health? Like,
there isn't, but I don't think that's to say that it doesn't exist, because I promise you... Well, I shouldn't say promise. I guarantee that it definitely affects gut health.
I kind of was thinking so because... Like I know when I am stressed all the time, and you talk about stress, and when I'm stressed all the time, it causes a lot of upset stomach and sick, twisted stomach, you know, just whereas when you're happy and relaxed, I mean, you know, better gut health, but an immune system, you're exactly right. Stress is terrible on our immune system, and immune system problems are one of the leading causes of different sicknesses, a whole array of sicknesses. So.
Yeah, so who knew that by, you know, on top of taking vitamins, we can, you know, if we list out a few things we're thankful for and our gratitude list for the day, and we're consistent with it, and we continue to exercise that, like, it's the same as, like, you know, taking elderberry syrup or vitamin D or things.
Well, don't jump to the end yet. So now tell us about the science of the brain.
Okay.
And then let's have you offer, if we were to start practicing the gratitude, this gratitude and the science of gratitude, how would that manifest? Like, how would that look? So, yeah, first tell us about the brain.
Okay. So there's a publication that has been stated by Emily Fletcher that gratitude acts as a natural antidepressant. So what that means is when we express gratitude and we receive that same towards us, our brain actually releases dopamine and serotonin, which, as we know, are the neurotransmitters responsible for our emotions and those happy reward system emotions that take place in our brain. The limbic system is a part of our brain, so that includes the thalamus, hypothalamus, amygdala, hippocampus, all those things. And the studies have shown that the hippocampus and amygdala, which are the two main sites regulating our emotions, memory, and bodily functioning, get activated with feelings of gratitude. So... there's a little bit more of that neuropsych in there. There was a study that was conducted on individuals seeking mental health guidance that revealed that participants of... So, let me start over. There were two groups in the study. One group practiced and exercised gratitude, while the others kind of wrote down more of their worries and... had to kind of journal more about their negative feelings. The group where they had to focus on gratitude felt better and recovered sooner during their recovery than they did of the other group.
Interesting.
Reminds me of that thing they came out with, I can't remember how long ago, but the plants. And the plants that they gave affirmations and said positive words.
I knew you were going to say the talking to the plants stuff. Yeah.
I'm basic, sorry.
That's not basic, that's awesome.
Versus the ones where, I think there was one where they weren't doing anything, and then another one where they were yelling at it, being aggressive, saying things of that nature, and the growth of the plants, with the positivity and affirmations grew so much more, which is crazy because you're like, oh, it's a plant. It's basically an inanimate object. No, like those things really can do wonders.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm not shocked when you said about the parts of the brain that affect memory, because to show gratitude, at least the way I understand it, is I actually have to use that part of my brain to recall the things I feel gratitude for. Mm-hmm. like, I mean, the first thing that, and I, right when I asked you earlier, how do you feel about gratitude, Abby? I thought, you know, I kept thinking, you know, your little boy James, how, you know, grateful you are to be a mom and for all of his little growth and all that stuff. And I think about my kids, but I have to recall memory about that. I'm grateful for these things, and memory is connected to all sorts of health and stuff like that. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay, so good. We know about the body. We know about the science of it, the brain. How do we practice this?
So in order for this to be effective, like I already said, it has to be consistent. Right, we have that neuroplasticity that occurs in our brain. So in order for that neuroplasticity to occur, we have to be constantly exercising just like we would any other part of our body for us to feel and see a difference. And it can't just be like a quick, oh, I'm so thankful for this real quick, and then moving on. There has to be a little bit more intentionality behind that, and there's research to kind of back that up that says, you know, you can't just write like a quick, like, hey, thank you, you're awesome, on a little sticky note to give it to somebody, and that make a huge difference psychologically. Instead, it has to be a little bit more thorough. It has to include a little bit more details. Go into detail about why you're thankful for that person. What have they done? Give an example. Reflect back on a memory. Those types of things are when people start seeing more positive effects. So with that intentionality in mind, my question for you guys is, like, what is one way that you can see yourself practicing gratitude in your own way? Because everyone's different. I know there's a big, like, some people really love to journal. Other people hate writing in general and hate reading. Mm-hmm. So what's one way that each of you individually could practice gratitude?
I don't know. I mean, I could think of a few. I have video logs that I'm wanting to try to continue to create. I mean, I've started the concepts and stuff like that, but I want to create for my family, for my kids, about me, so I could do that. I could incorporate that into that. But I also think, to be honest with you, I need, I'm getting old, and I'm looking at wanting to do...
Older,
thank you. I'm wanting to do, like, build into my routine, my evening routine, mm-hmm. a time where I... you know, on my exercise ball stuff, to do stretches and stuff. And I wonder if I can do that stretching and breathing kind of exercises mm-hmm. while doing that, really focusing on the things that I'm grateful for in my life. I mean, would that be a scenario?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I think that's what I want to do. It's something I need to do. I think it'd be good for my physical health in general to exercise, but also for my physical and psychological health from that perspective.
So. For sure.
So I actually used to have a gratitude journal, and every day I would try to come up with 2 to 4 things every day that I was grateful for, but then it kind of became like a chore to me. It didn't mm-hmm. seem, I know you brought up the word intentional, and I was really good at doing it every day, but it almost felt like, okay, I'm sitting here having to do this. So I don't know, because my first thought instantly in my mind was, oh, I need to go back and do that, but that worked but didn't quite work. You know what I mean? It felt like a surface level, like I'm pushing this product out and I'm doing it as a routine every day, so I'm very type A, but so I don't know. I think, like Roy, I might need to like step outside of the box of not doing something like that. So I don't know if it's having a conversation or maybe doing something like drawing or something else like that while I'm also thinking about it. I don't know. It's a really
good
question.
I have such a good suggestion for you.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Well, like my favorite thing when I was a dad, when my kids were little, my favorite thing was going in and telling them like bedtime stories and mm-hmm. each or sing songs. And each of my kids have a specific song that I sang to them. Mm-hmm. And I loved just going in and telling stories. So maybe that's a routine that you do at, you know, James's bedtime. You know, like an intentional conversation you have with James as you're putting him to bed. Talk to him about, you know, almost the book Good Night Moon, you know, like Good Night Moon, where it becomes intentional, like, you know, hey, I'm grateful, you know, buddy, for you. And what else are we grateful for? We're grateful for a nice warm bedroom, and we're grateful for this soft blanket, you know. So I don't know if there's maybe it becomes part of your... I just hear you talk all the time about how you take him for little walks and things, and I just think James might be a real good opportunity for you to make that more intentional.
Especially because that's the biggest corruption to my type A Amen. System in life these days.
Amen.
So, definitely something to, I like it.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't think I do a good job of, like, expressing my gratitude. I might be able to, like, think about it in my head, but I'm not good at, like, expressing it to the people around me. And so giving more of that verbal affirmation mm-hmm. and talking through that, whether that's with my 2-year-old or with my husband, I think I can work on for sure. And I think, you know, like what you guys were talking about, having a specific time of the day that triggers that time in your head, like, oh, right. Now is my time to really go through this thought process and my gratitude list. Because I'm not a writer, I'm not a journaler. I think it'd be cool, the, you know, one of the pros of journaling is you get to reflect back on it and see word for word what was written down. But I'm just not that person, and I know myself. And so I think that writing, I think just verbally affirming and, you know, speaking a few things that I am so appreciative of the people around me is something I can work on.
Yeah.
For sure. There's one thing, too, that I didn't even know existed, and I haven't even done it yet, so it'll be interesting if we, like, have our whole team do it. But there are gratitude assessment tests that we can take online. I know. And it'll...
Don't find the test word around Roy.
Yeah. It's not a test. I don't... If I have to study
it's an assessment. It's an assessment. It just evaluates how grateful we feel on the inside.
Oh, boy.
I know.
That'd be interesting.
So interesting.
I'm curious to see, yeah, this measure...
Yeah. I wonder, like, if we should also, you know, all kind of write down what we think we're going to score on it, how well we are, and
make
then
a prediction.
Yeah.
Gratitude prediction.
And we don't have to, like, share it, but just for ourselves. I think it'd be interesting.
Well, I'll tell you what, Maddie, this was I know you've been ultimate avoidance for this Prevention Nation.
Sure have.
But I'll tell you, I know, and I think I can speak for Abby, I really appreciate you coming on and being on this because you're awesome and you're amazing. And I think this is a cool topic. And for our listeners, we'll put the link to that assessment in the show notes.
Yeah, cool.
So that way our listeners can all take a gratitude assessment, determine where you're at with that, and find ways or strategize ways that we can all be more showing more gratitude and being more grateful, not just during this holiday season, but actually develop this not as a New Year's resolution, but as a incorporate as a way of living into our lives and carry into the next year. So thank you all listeners for listening. Anything else, Maddie? Or is that
it? No, I think that's it. Thank you guys for hosting me.
Absolutely.
Ms. Abby and Roy.
That's right. Thank you all. Take care.